live. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us here today. Our presenter today is Rebecca Seeds, the Canadian Account Manager for Visit Myrtle Beach. So thank you, Rebecca, for being here today. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Rebecca, I'll pass it off to you whenever you're ready.
Fantastic. Thank you, Eilish. And again, thank you, Travel Agent Partners, for taking the time to join me today. I know everyone has very busy days. September is here. I hear people are, bookings are coming in. Everyone is, you know, planning ahead, even as far as March break. So again, thank you for your time. I'm gonna kick off my presentation with a little bit of something different today. I wanna show kind of our little fun promotional video, maybe get you inspired, you know, and just showcase the beautiful areas of Myrtle Beach.
Down in the States, in the land of beaches, one beach is beachiest of all. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Also known as The Beach. Also known as 100 kilometers of sun, sand, and endless fun. It's everything you could want in a beach, and then some. Let your best self shine and beach till you drop. Get away to where you belong. America's beachiest beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Wonderful. Yay, I see a bunch of hearts. So hopefully a lot of you are familiar, you're experienced travel advisors. So I'm sure many of you know where Myrtle Beach is. So we are in the beautiful southern state of South Carolina. Again, if you're familiar with the southern states, this is where that hospitality, open arms, and just the most friendly people you're going to meet this part of the USA. And we also love Canadians. So it is a big, big drive destination. So I actually added a little cheat sheet here with all of the kilometers that it would take to drive to Myrtle Beach. So for example, I'm in Toronto region. That could be a drive anywhere from 12 to 14 hours. Very, very doable. That's half the time it takes to get to Florida. So a really great option for those looking to get either a nice long weekend getaway or even those snowbirds that are wanting to drive and stay somewhere. As far as connecting flights, we do offer all across Canada connecting flights into MYR. That's our major international airport. We are working hard on getting that direct flight back from Toronto. So maybe in the coming years we'll have one. But right now you have a direct flight to Charleston. And Charleston, South Carolina is maybe about an hour and 40 minute drive to Myrtle Beach area. So great options as how to get down to Myrtle Beach area. So when we traditionally think of Myrtle Beach, I have a lot of stories of people saying, oh, I went there as a kid. I have such fond memories. You know, that's your typical strand, that endless entertainment district. And everyone's like, I want to go back to Myrtle Beach and rediscover, you know, the beach that they loved as a kid. And people are going back with their grandchildren and re-experiencing it. So it's a really fabulous destination. And within Myrtle Beach is actually 14 communities. So it's really great for you as an advisor to know that beyond that downtown strand, really are some great pockets of areas to stay, to send clients based on their needs. So this is a handful of my favorites. Litchfield Beach, for instance, this is fabulous for those that are really into cycling. It does connect to our Mackawa bike trail. It's also very close to our state parks. So if you have that outdoor adventure or active traveler that's looking for, you know, a combination of a beach stay and maybe some cycling activities, that would be a great area to have them stay in. Merle's Inlet, my other favorite little hidden gem. This is just how it sounds. So it's a protected inlet off the ocean when we have a marsh boardwalk. So within the marsh boardwalk, you have beautiful restaurants, wonderful little stores. We have our eco tours. You can do sunset tours from Merle's Inlet. It's also known as the seafood capital of South Carolina. So this is where all of our fishermen come in daily with a fresh catch and will actually, you know, take it to those restaurants at Merle's Inlet. So you could be sitting having dinner with a fresh catch of the day. So fabulous place to go and stay for sure. And then Garden City and Surfside Beach. These are my two favorite kind of, you know, a little bit away from the downtown hubbub, but still having that great beachfront stay, a little bit quieter, beautiful fishing piers, and a really great place to rent those family front beach home rentals. So again, maybe families of, you know, 3 to 4 kids or multi-generational travel, Surfside Beach is a fabulous section to check out. And then last but not least, my other favorite was Polly's Island. This really is taking you back to a laid back experience. So very quiet community. The beaches there are phenomenal. You could just walk for hours collecting seashells or just really sitting in a quiet area and reading a book. So this is kind of my favorite handful of where else to go and discover within the Myrtle Beach area. So we've briefly talked about accommodations. We have an abundance of options. So whether your clients are looking for that typical oceanfront resort, you know, with a water park attached, pools, entertainment, we have that. Then we also have those condo long stay rentals where you're allowed to bring a pet. You know, you have a full kitchen, you have parking available. Or maybe they're looking for that beach home rental where, again, they have a full beach home that includes a pool. You know, RV rentals, that's another big feature staying in Myrtle Beach. Camping, you name it, we have options. So as far as you as the advisor, how to book this, I'm going to kind of go through some examples. But I did want to let you know of some new properties that are opening up. So Margaritaville, if you're familiar with the brand, you know what that encompasses. So we are going to have this property. It's already been starting to be built, but I would say they've pushed the completion towards the end of 2025. So we're really excited. This actually is going to be in downtown Myrtle Beach, and it will end at our boardwalk. So it's going to be fabulous. Beside it will also be Compass by Margaritaville. So a very similar brand, just with different offerings. And then some of our new, most popular properties that are oceanfront. We have a Residence Inn that was renovated, the Doubletree by Hilton, and also the Ellie Beach Resort by Tapestry by Hilton. Great features here, again, being that Residence Inn, you're going to have a kitchen-style suite, separate bedrooms for the kids. Some of them even have bunk beds. So really great options here to check out if you're looking. Again, that's more of that Surfside Beach area, which is great for families looking to have a little bit quieter areas. So when you're thinking of accommodations, I have a little slide at the end on how to book. So we typically say, you know, to book through travel brands if you're just trying to get a hotel. But if you do go on our website, all of the properties that we work with pay commission. So say you are looking for that condo rental or a beach home rental, use our filter under our website accommodation area. I don't know how large you can see the print, but I just chose a filter of an oceanfront property, full kitchen, pet friendly, travel agent commission. You can see that that's a filtered option, and it tells you all the hotels and resorts that pull up under the filter that you're looking for. So in addition to our website, as far as gathering ideas of hotels and accommodations, please reach out to me. I can be that source of connection for you for accessing all of the properties that we work with. I created this slide recently. I got excited. We've really had a culinary revival in Myrtle Beach, and it really is stemming from our Culinary Institute. So in this past several years, especially post-COVID, we are producing some excellent chefs in Myrtle Beach that are opening their own restaurants or coming into some of these restaurants that just really needed a revival. So our food scene is definitely changing. We talked about Myrtle's Inlet, how that's the seafood capital, fresh, you know, catch of the day. We have a new beer trail where we've worked with some of the local breweries, brand new breweries that are opening up. And it's a really fun way to just get in and around Myrtle Beach, check out some local eateries, and of course, enjoy fresh beer. In addition to all of our new restaurants, we have beautiful food festivals that are worth driving down to. My favorite is Shrimp Fest. It's actually next month. It'll be in one of our little inlets there. So just, again, lots of fun opportunities to come in and really experience the new culinary revival that's happening. I did add some pictures here. I apologize. I believe my transitions on my slides did not come through. So that was my fault. I did a PDF. But I have some really great pictures of some of the new restaurants that have opened in Myrtle Beach, some of my favorite that I got to eat at. So again, you know, that's a conversation to have after the fact. If you want to just pick my brain as to where I enjoyed eating, go ahead. So let's talk about what else there is to do besides that beautiful 100 kilometers of beach. I talked about the two state parks. So within our state parks, you can do kayaking, hiking trails. You can do actually rent little cottages or cabins, and you can do the traditional actual camping and book a campsite. We talked about Merle's Inlet, how we have those beautiful eco tours. They actually have your deep sea fishing tours as well as great sunset cruises. And one of my other favorite attractions is our Brook Green Gardens. And coming up this December, every year they do a night of 1,000 candles, and they transform their entire gardens with all their sculptures and statues, and they are covered in lights. And it is just, it's phenomenal. A lot of people, again, drive down just to see this experience every year. So that's at Brook Green Gardens. My other favorite area to enjoy is Broadway at the Beach. And the best way to describe this really is its own entertainment complex. This is maybe 5 minutes or 10 minute drive from downtown Myrtle Beach. And this is a great way to kill a day, or maybe you've been at the beach all day and you want to have nightly entertainment but don't want to go far, definitely go to Broadway at the Beach. It's encompassed by a man-made lake, and then all of the attractions and restaurants are all circular around it with boardwalks. So you could just go and stroll, go have dinner. They have live music most nights. In the summertime, they have a whole fireworks schedule. There's great shopping. Again, just a plethora of activities to do in this complex. So Broadway at the Beach should definitely be on your hit list of recommendations. Also, live entertainment. So again, say you've spent that day at the beach and you're ready to just, you know, hit the town, but maybe want something, you know, where you're seated in a theater. We have 7 live theaters where you can actually sit and enjoy a live performance, whether it's singing, a theater show, a comedy show. There's a little bit of everything and something for everyone. Let's talk golf. If you're familiar with Myrtle Beach, then you know that we are the golf capital of South Carolina. Over 80 championship courses to choose from. And every winter, we actually, again, incentivize Canadians to come down and stay, and we offer a golf pass. So if you have clients that are true golfers, this would be something that you could recommend. It's valid from December 1st to March 31st. It's about $52 US. And this basically opens up the pass for specific courses that they can book into and get save discounts on their tee times and rentals. That website there is myrtlebeachgolfpassport.com. We are also excited to be hosting the Classic. So we hosted it last year, and it is coming back to Myrtle Beach at the Dunn's Golf Beach Club, May 8th to 11th, 2025. So mark your calendars if you are a golfer yourself or have clients who are golfers, because they're either going to want to go down for this, you know, or be there pre or post. And then if you're maybe like, I golf, but I'm not that good, but you want something more elevated than your typical mini golf experience, we have the Pop Stroke experience. So this was created by, I'm just blanking on his name. I apologize, everyone. A major golfer created this style of golf. So it essentially is an 18-hole course on a mini level, and it's fabulous. They have a great restaurant, big screens everywhere. You can actually get beer delivered to you as you're playing your golf. So a really fun thing to take in. And again, that's at that Broadway at the Beach entertainment complex. And then, of course, our favorite thing also to do, mini putt-putt. So we created a mini golf trail in Myrtle Beach. It's a digital passport where every time you play at one of our 30 courses, you get rewards. And then after a certain amount of rewards, you can redeem them for prizes. So something fun, you know, just, again, kill some time. Families love it. All ages actually love it. So it's something great to check out. Now let's talk about autism-friendly beach vacations. This really has taken off in the last year or so, just as far as, you know, finding these destinations that really support anyone on the spectrum or with sensory needs. So in 2016, Surfside Beach, that was my one I recommended where families really love to stay. They were recognized as the first certified autism-friendly destination within Myrtle Beach. So we're really excited. We work with Champion Autism Network. So this company essentially trains businesses on how to offer sensory-friendly options. And to date, over 150 businesses in Myrtle Beach have pledged their support and have certification to offer, a section within their restaurant, their accommodation to support these families with sensory needs. So please take the time, check out this website at the bottom there, Visit Myrtle Beach with the Autism Friendly Vacations. We have sensory travel itinerary ideas, tips for coming to the beach. We have our friendly weekend coming up in January as well. We've really taken our pledge really as a destination to support this. And so I have a really neat video coming up. We worked with a company called Traveling the Spectrum, and we hosted three families from across the US. They came to Myrtle Beach. They all had various sensory needs, but it just really showcases the support that Myrtle Beach is offering to these families. So check out this video.
We went on a vacation. It was traumatic.
With Max, you have to understand the triggers.
When you're traveling with somebody with autism, there's so many more things that you have to consider.
So Brayden was 8 years old when we were able to last take that trip. We're really looking forward to it. We need it.
Why does Max like to go on vacation?
By airplane.
Flyer always to the sky.
With autism, it's hard enough to go grocery shopping, much less to a movie or to a restaurant.
Holy crap! I claim the master bedroom.
Leaving is all I want to do with you. Take my hand, we're gonna bust.
Don't flip it.
No, we're not gonna flip. We're not gonna fall over.
Throughout my life, I've never been anywhere. And I guess that just brought a feeling to me like, maybe I didn't do certain things to deserve it.
You guys deserve to have the same experiences that everybody else does.
I would have never guessed that Miko could enjoy something like this.
Real.
Stop.
Max, you caught a fish.
Max, take the picture.
Take the picture of you with the fish.
This week, I learned a lot about Max. He is determined to push his own boundaries. It means a lot to me that Max is willing to try new things because he wants to make me proud too.
Taking care of three kids, it takes a big toll on them. They just deserve it.
They put this together.
They're good kids.
It's easy to get stuck in the comfort zone. And sometimes that comfort zone, in my experience, especially after this trip, that comfort zone can be detrimental.
I feel peaceful. It makes me think of all the good things about being a mom, being a wife, being a woman.
I love you, Maxie. Best friends?
Forever.
Forever and?
Forever.
Kids like me, you're not alone. You have other kids like yourself that are going through the same thing. And when I go back home, I will never forget this vacation.
So I hope everyone enjoyed that. Again, definitely take some time to check out these links on our website for more autism-friendly vacation ideas. So we're almost wrapping up here. I just wanted to throw in some more fun facts about our annual events. Most of you are familiar with our Can-Am days. So we're really exciting. I actually think in my next webcast, I'm going to do a focus just on Can-Am days because it really has so many levels of Canadiana love that we want to talk about. So that's every March. We're already in the plans for March 2025. So definitely stay tuned for more information about that. Our other biggest festival is our Carolina Country Music Festival. And last year we had Morgan Wallen. You can see here a little clip. If you're familiar with Jennifer Valentine in the Canadian market, her daughter went down to the Carolina Festival. And yeah, they had a great time there at the concert. So it was really, really fun. So again, just wrapping up, you guys, I Am Really Here is your source of all information to do with Myrtle Beach. So beyond contacting me about how to sell Myrtle Beach to a client, definitely reach out or think of travel brands for that FIT hotel, car, or air. And then for long stays, we talked about the condos or the beach home rentals. You can use that filter on our website to kind of narrow down some options. But again, I have a full list of everyone who pays commission. And then we work with Voyage en Durant. They've got some great golf packages as well that they also are commissionable to you guys, the travel agent. So again, I really thank you for your time. There's so much stuff to keep talking about, but I don't want to take up too much of anyone else's time. Please reach out to me. This is my email address for Rebecca Seeds. We also have a French-speaking Quebec manager if you are in Montreal area. Sylvie would also love to hear from you if you have any questions specifically. I believe Eilish is going to be doing a nice little random, or should we do questions? Let's do questions and then we'll do the prize. We'll make everyone kind of wait.
Sure, we can take some questions. I'd love to hear, what is your favorite thing to do in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, my favorite thing. So I am a beach lover. The first thing I did when I landed in November was literally put on my bathing suit and my sandals and walked down to the beach. But I really enjoy going to Polly's Island. So within that 100 kilometers of beach, you can go to different areas. And Polly's Island was just really special to me. I spent over an hour just walking and collecting seashells, and I just love the ocean. So for me, finding the best beach spot was my favorite thing to do.
That sounds kind of my speed as well, but the Pop Stroke sounds really fun. And by the way, is it Tiger Woods who?
Yes, thank you. I had a brain freeze.
Yeah. No worries. But that's super cool. Obviously, like the biggest golfing expert in the world, I guess.
And yeah, I'm not a golfer, but I think I could probably tackle that. It looks pretty fun.
Yeah, it looks fun, right? All right. And then here's a question. Is there an area that is quieter than the downtown?
Most for sure. So I kind of touched on Surfside Beach as one of our areas that's a little quieter. I would also say North Myrtle Beach is definitely more of a retiree section. We get a lot of our long stays, but if they're looking for quieter areas, North Myrtle Beach or Surfside Beach would be my two choices.
Okay, great. And then another question here. What month is Can-Am Days?
Yes, Can-Am Days is every March. So regardless of the year, every March, we usually will pick a week where we have specific activities. But generally, the entire month of March is going to be discounts at attractions, hotels, nightlife, all sorts of fun stuff just for Canadians.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, and the whole Visit Myrtle Beach Canada team. And we'll let you all go. So thank you so much for joining.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.